Baltimore to San Jose, but those feathers had been plucked from ruffled institutional poultry. Not to mention that I decided to blow off a meeting with my superiors, a meeting in Atlanta at which I was to be honored, following the whole tragic fiasco. Technically, I was AWOL at that time, since the CDC and U.S. Public Health Service still had some vestiges of the Navy from which they were born. That storm blew over when my boss got in touch with me at my rented vacation house and convinced me to be on the next plane back east if I ever wanted to have a career to gripe about. I returned to Atlanta for one day, then flew back to California to finish the vacation. After that, the rest of my tenure as an EIS officer was a hodgepodge of the mundane and the exciting. Work in the office, 3 weeks in Angola to help deal with the Marburg virus mess there. Crunching through databases 1 week, spraying bodies with bleach in 110-degree heat the next. Another day in the life, right? By the end of my 2 years, things actually seemed to be on the up and up. Negotiations about where I would find myself seemed to be going well. There were a couple of non-Atlanta positions in which I was interested, a couple of people who were interested in me filling those positions. At that time, though, CDC was under a